Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, formerly known as Viewpoints, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. This week, we'll be talking about bringing white canes and independence to people who live in rural communities around the world.
Beverly Crook travels the world delivering white canes to blind people in underserved rural areas, often giving them their first taste of independence. We'll talk with her about differences between services available in developed and developing countries, and about how you can help contribute to this effort.
Before we introduce our guest this week, we have a few short announcements. As you all know by now, we've changed the name of the show to Eyes on Success, and with that come a few minor changes that we want to make sure everybody is aware of. The first thing is, of course, that our website is now www.eyesonsuccess.net, and you can go there as before to get a list of all the archive shows, how to subscribe to the podcast, show notes, etc. Also, our Facebook page has changed to be www.facebook.com/eyesonsuccess. Now, we tried to do that with Twitter also, but it turned out the Eyes on Success name was taken at Twitter. So after wrestling with what to do with that for a bit, we decided to put an underscore before the Eyes on Success. So if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do so by going to www.twitter.com/@_eyesonsuccess. And one more thing we made a little bit more simple was how to subscribe to the podcast. We've actually consolidated all the podcasts into one feed. There used to be two feeds, one coming from our site and one coming from the WXXI Reach Out Radio site. That is now consolidated, and the podcast URL has been made a little bit more simple. So if you want to subscribe to our podcast or go to our podcast page, use the URL www.eyesonsuccess.net/EOS_podcast. And if you put that URL into your favorite podcatching program, you'll be able to subscribe to the podcast. If you go to that URL directly, you'll see a whole list of recent podcasts. And now on to our tip of the week. This week's tip is given by Beverly herself.
Well, I think that, you know, people are survivors, and I don't know, I see that we, as humans, we do what we need to do, and that's what I needed to do. I sure wasn't going to burden my kids with me.
And in the rest of this show, we'll hear some interesting stories that Beverly relayed to us about how she overcame some difficulties in her life and how she helps others overcome difficulty and challenges in their lives.
And it all stems from her personal desire to be independent and not a burden on anybody else. And she's been sharing that with other people and helping them achieve the same thing. Turning now to our low-tech item, we'll meet Beverly Crook. Can you start by introducing yourself?
My name is Beverly Crook, and a couple, 3 years ago, I started the organization of Global Cane Outreach for the Blind to reach blind people in other countries that don't have the benefits that we do living here in the United States.
Lori Motis told us all sorts of wonderful things about you and what you're doing, and we figured we'd ask you, even though we know some of the answers.
Yes, we've been very good friends for a really long time. She's a wonderful woman.
Do you have a visual impairment yourself?
Yes, I am totally blind. It's been a slow process of losing my sight, but it's just got a speck of light happening in one eye, and that's about it.
And what was the cause of that?
I have Bajet's disease, very uncommon. It's mostly common in, I think, older people, mostly common in males, and mostly common in the Middle East. But somehow as a little girl somewhere, I got it. So that's the cause.
Is that the one that's similar to macular degeneration, but in kids?
No. No, this one, it attacks the immune system. And there's other things that can happen with the body, and that varies from person to person. And it's also very uncommon for people to actually lose all of their sight. They don't know what causes it. They don't know how to cure it. It's just not very much known about it.
So did you learn Braille as a youngster?
No, I did not. I didn't notice anything being wrong with my eyes at all until I was in eighth grade. And then it started to act up at that point. And I had 20/20 vision at that point. And I would get what they would call these flare-ups in the back of my eyes so that my sight would get really distorted and I couldn't see very well. And then that would last for about 7 days or so. And then it would clear up. And approximately every 3 months or so, it would happen again. So, you know, I drove for a while. But through the years, it slowly deteriorated. It started ruining the retinas. It started causing a lot of scar tissue in the retinas. So now that the disease seems to be gone, it has left its damage of scar tissue on the retinas, which where it's damaged them and they no longer have vision.
That must have been a difficult transition as you were growing up in your teenage years and all. How did you acquire the skills needed to deal with life as a visually impaired person?
As my sight deteriorated, it was so slow that I just mentally compensated for it without even really knowing what I was doing as far as cooking and cleaning and laundry and stuff that moms and housewives do. I did get an invitation to, I say an invitation because I at first thought it was crazy in the 70s to go to college. And so I did go to a local city college here and ended up coordinating the services for other blind students as I got an AA degree and put on ski trips. And that kind of was my growth, the beginning of my growth as a blind person, was getting out into the world. But still, I didn't know Braille, and I could read print, but if it was really dark and, you know, really big like that, because I was like 2200 at that point, obviously not driving anymore, but, you know, I could function without a cane and stuff like that. I didn't want to use that either. Actually, I kind of got in this situation. My husband, well, first of all, he went off to Saudi Arabia for 6 months when that was going on because he was in the Navy Reserves. And so with the fear of, am I going to be able to take care of myself? I did start learning cane mobility. And then he did come back and he was home for 9 months and he went away for 2 weeks active duty in Puerto Rico and had a heart attack and died in his sleep.
And
I'm so sorry.
Oh, how awful.
Yeah, it definitely was the hardest thing I've ever gone through in my life. That was for sure. I had just started to the Orientation Center for the Blind. I took a little bit of time off, of course, and then went there. And it was cane mobility, and I learned everything I could possibly learn, just kind of threw myself into that to survive. And, of course, it helped me get on my own. And then a couple of months after I got out of that school, I went and got my first guide dog. And then I was able to say to my 19-year-old daughter, okay, you can go on your own if you want. I'm ready. So... my son was in the Navy at that point already, and so my daughter did move out, and that's when I kind of started my independence.
Wow, that's great that you were able to make that transition despite all those difficulties.
Well, I think that, you know, people are survivors, and I don't know. I see that we, as humans, we do what we need to do, and that's what I needed to do. I sure wasn't going to burden my kids with me.
And that really indicates her remarkable inner strength in terms of knowing what she wanted to accomplish. She was able to make these transitions, do the things she needed to do, and it's an incredible testament to her willingness to do these things and her drive.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
This week's focus topic is Beverly's effort to distribute white canes to blind people in areas where they aren't exposed to any kind of adaptive aids otherwise.
You know, it's great. We keep talking about in this country how we take a lot for granted because we have so many services through the government and volunteer agencies that offer visually impaired people the tools and the resources they need to succeed and do the things they need to do in their lives. But that isn't the case in much of the rest of the world. And we'll see that in what Beverly does, trying to reach out with the kinds of successes and the kinds of tools she has to help other people succeed.
You started this Global Cane Outreach Program. When was that, and what motivated you to get involved in that?
About 7 years ago, we moved. I am remarried now, and we moved to a nearby town and started to this church. It's called Gateway Bible Church, and they talked about missions a lot, and I just had it in my head all the time. It's like, oh, I wish I could do it, but you know, I don't want to go just for the sense of going. I only want to go if there's something I can do. So about a year after going to this church, I was talking to the office secretary, and I said that, and she said, well, hang on. Well, anyways, the short of it was is that by the next morning, I was talking to this man who was getting ready to make a trip to Ethiopia, and they were going into this new part of the country, and there was a blind man that was on staff. There's a lot of blindness in Ethiopia. And he kept saying, what are you going to do for the blind? What are you going to do for the blind? And then here I came saying, I'm blind, but I want to go on a mission trip. And so I, at that point, went out and asked for the money and got $500 donated. And it was enough to buy 100 canes at that time. And I went off to Ethiopia. We went to 4 different villages, and every single cane got given away. And then 2 years after that, I went with my own church to South Africa and took canes and had a very positive, wonderful experience there. But there's only one of me, and I wasn't able to reach as many blind people in South Africa as I did in Ethiopia all at once. And it was very frustrating. And how can I do this? And so a discussion between my husband and I went, we came up with the idea that maybe I could train other missionaries that are going to other countries, and maybe even some other blind people would want to get involved with me throughout the United States, which Lori Motis, really the only one that has been part of that. Actually, Lori and Tom Motis helped us come up with the name, and we came up with the organization of Global Cane Outreach for the Blind. And I go through a organization called Gleanings down in Fresno, California, so that we can use a nonprofit status and people can give money and for canes and such and get a tax deduction off of it. And I have trained some missionaries, not a whole lot of them, but some. And so we do have canes now. And I'll name off the countries. We have them in South Africa, Ethiopia, Bolivia, Honduras, Liberia, Haiti, and Guatemala. And every year I go back to South Africa.
You've met blind people in many areas of the world. What are some of the differences you've found in available services between here in the United States and in some of these other places?
In the United States, every blind person, if they want it, they get free mobility and free canes and free blind lessons and even free education through rehab to be able to better themselves, to take care of themselves and stuff. And in most of the other countries, you know, not England and Australia and stuff like that, but in a large population of the other countries, they're just a nuisance. And here's a good example of a man, Togozani is his name, and he's a Zulu man. And he had been totally shut down living in his hut for at least 3 years. They have an outhouse, and he couldn't even get to the outhouse by himself. And so he did nothing but just sit. And we found him. We gave him a cane. We taught him how to use that cane. And he just took to it right away. I got an email a couple months later through one of the local missionaries there that said, thank you. Now I'm able to use the bathroom on my own, and I can walk around outside of the preferences. And today he's actually living on his own. He's actually learned how to get around with his cane so well that he can get through the bush and catch what they call a bus, which is not what we would call a bus, into town and back out again. And he has a life now, and he is incredibly grateful, incredibly grateful. So that's the whole purpose. That's the whole reason of why God has just touched my heart to do this. And I just really want to reach as many blind people as I can.
Wow, that's a fabulous gift you gave that man.
We do take so much for granted in this country.
We do.
you realize that even just a simple cane in some of these other countries is a big thing. Forget about iPhones and note takers.
Exactly. They don't have Braille. They don't have canes. They don't have anything. And they're just a nuisance to their people. So their lives are pretty icky. Kind of like what our lives must have been like 75 years ago in this country, you know?
Right. I can imagine.
How they used to put us in institutions and stuff because we couldn't see. Kind of like that.
Yeah, it takes a while to make that transition.
It does.
What an incredible difference even just a small amount of help can make in some circumstances.
Right. And she was talking about not just South Africa, but the many other countries that she's visited where the services are so, so limited. And we've actually got another show planned in a month or two, and we'll be talking with some people about what kind of services and conditions there are in Panama, in Central America. So that's pretty far away from South Africa. It's less rural, it's more developed, but still the services and the attitudes are nothing like they are here in the United States. We are so lucky.
Very, very different. So I assume many of these countries you go for about a week or so. How do you manage to train people in a week? Is that sufficient time to use these canes?
Yeah, they're not going to learn it like we would learn it here. Obviously, I'm not a qualified mobility instructor, and I don't know how blind people teach other blind people how to properly use canes anyways. And I am there for a couple of weeks, but I'm usually only with one blind person for, you know, maybe an hour. So first, what we do with the person is properly show them how to be guided, that they don't have to be pulled on with their arm and stuff. And I tell them that you, through interpreters, obviously, but I tell them that you have some control about how you want to be led, and this is how will be easiest and safest for you.
Right. That's a good idea, because many sighted people just kind of, you know, if they don't have any practice with that, they'll often just grab a blind person's arm and drag them around.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a terrible thing. So, and whoever has brought them, we teach them that too. And then the cane gets measured so that they get approximately the right size for them, and then how to hold it, and then the practicing of how to use it, and then going up any stairs or down any stairs, and trailing and putting your hand in front of you if you're near an open building, because like in South Africa, for instance, if there is a building, the windows, if they have windows, they go out. And so if you're walking along a building, you could just crash right into that open window. So we teach them if they're around a building to how to, you know, put their hand in front of their face, facing, you know, the hand facing out to protect their head. And I have a brochure that talks about global cane outreach. And then I have a pamphlet that I leave with these canes with the people that live in the area, along with some canes, so that if it's a missionary or whatever, that they can say, now, what was it she said about that? That there's actually pictures of how to correctly walk with a blind person, and also how to use a cane and all the different things you would do with a cane. There's a picture of it, and then it also is written down step by step.
Is there anything else that you'd like to tell us, or any other interesting stories of traveling to these countries or people you've interacted with that you think our listeners might like to hear?
There is a story that happened last year with another young man who was with his wife at this particular place that we were at, and he was totally blind, and we taught him to use the cane. And I was told afterwards, after everything was over and we were starting to get into our vans to go back to where we were staying, some of my friends came up and said, Beth, the wife was yakking with some other women. And the guy got tired of waiting for her and found the trail with his cane and took off for home by himself. The wife had to run to catch up with him.
Well, it's all about gaining independence. That's the whole point.
Exactly.
And that comes with pros and cons, and maybe he got yelled at by the wife, but he certainly demonstrated his new independence.
He did. And, you know, I mean, I know that that would put a smile on most blind people's faces, you know, to see that scenario in their head.
Well, there's the true measure of success.
So if anybody listening to this wants to contribute towards your trip, what would they do?
Well, there's two different ways. I would love to have donations of the folding canes work the best because of transporting. They're not as sturdy, I know, but transporting-wise, you know, it's pretty hard to take the straight ones. And where the folding ones, we can just throw them in the suitcases. So if they wanted to donate canes, that would be really awesome, and that could be sent to my home. And if people want to donate money to buy canes, that is awesome too. And that could be sent to Gleanings.
Do you take used canes or just brand new ones?
No, I'll take used ones. I mean, they should be in good shape because, you know, they don't have streets and sidewalks like we do. They live in the brush and it's hard going. So we'd want canes that are, you know, in fairly good shape.
And how would somebody contact Gleanings for the Hungry?
Okay, here's a phone number that you can call Gleanings to give a credit card number for a donation. 559-397-0476. Okay, here's the address. Gleanings for the Hungry, P.O. Box 309, Sultana, S-U-L-T-A-N-A, California, 93666.
Well, that sounds like a really great and worthwhile service. What a neat venture.
Yeah, so if, you know, if people feel like they want to be a part of this and help gather up either money for canes or whatever, you know, or even in their churches, maybe start doing it too, training missionaries and such. You know, I have the pamphlets and it would be wonderful. I kind of sometimes get this vision in my head of the blind people in the U.S. holding out canes to blind people in countries that don't get to have them.
So if somebody wants to mail you a cane, where would they send it?
They would send it to Beverly Crook, C-R-O-O-K, 444, number 44, Whispering Pines Drive, Scotts Valley, two words, Scotts is S-C-O-T-T-S, California, 95066.
So all those fours, there were three fours, then a blank, and then two more fours?
Right.
That's a lot of fours. Okay.
It is.
And your email address?
It's B, as in Beverly, B-E-V-I-E dot K at Comcast.net.
Well, it's really amazing what lots of little individual contributions can do and actually add up to making a big contribution in the world. And as usual, if you've missed any of the contact information, where will we have those?
On our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net.
And just look in the show notes associated with this show.
Now for this week's high-tech item. In the preceding discussion, Beverly talked about Lori Motis, who went on a mission with her and has been supporting this effort heavily. Well, it was Lori Motis who first put us in touch with Beverly. And why we were talking to Lori is that she runs the Blind Post. It's almost like Craigslist, except for people with visual impairments, and it's really a wonderful resource. And if you try to Google the Global Cane Outreach, what you will find is basically a set of updates and articles that Lori has posted in her The Blind Post. And you can find those postings at www.theblindpost.com/globalcaneoutreachupdates, also all one word, .html. And of course, we'll have that URL in the show notes as well, because that's kind of a lot.
And the Blind Post is actually an email service that Lori runs. You can subscribe to her email posting, and each month there's a listing of many articles and items of interest to the visually impaired.
And we actually did an entire show about the blind post almost a year ago. It was number 1207. And if you're interested in listening to that, you can go to the complete archives that we maintain by starting out at our homepage, www.eyesonsuccess.net. And so here's Lori introducing herself, but if you want to hear the whole show, you have to go back to the archives.
My name is Lori Modis, and I'm also known as the Food Lady. I live near Boise, Idaho, and I'm totally blind, and I have a guide dog.
The other interesting part of the monthly blind post is the section written by her son, Joshua.
And Joshua Loya writes a monthly article called Blind Man Walking. Coincidentally, they're both blind, but from completely unrelated causes. And we also did a show with Joshua that was number 1229. And what we talked to Joshua about was he's got 3 second-degree black belts in various martial arts, 2 of which involve weapons. Now, of course, by now, maybe he has more, but 6 or 8 months ago, he had 3 second-degree black belts, and we thought that was pretty interesting for a totally blind person. And here's Joshua.
I am Joshua Loya. I'm a bass player primarily, although I also lead music for my church, and so I sing and play guitar there. I'm an NLP practitioner, and I do a lot of work with hypnosis and neuro-linguistic programming, which is kind of an offshoot of hypnosis. We oftentimes have the solutions that we need to our problems, and it's just a matter of getting that extra coach to help us figure out what that is.
So if you want to hear more from Joshua, you can go back in the archives to show 1229. Or if you want to visit his website, that's at www.servantwarrioronline.com.
And maybe you too can become an expert in the martial arts, even though you might be visually impaired.
Yeah, we mentioned him to another blind person who we were interviewing on a completely different topic, and he said, oh, I only have 1 black belt in a martial art. So Joshua isn't the only one, and if you can find an agreeable teacher, well, you can learn to do that too.
The only black belt I have is the one that goes with my dress pants.
Yeah, and there's no weapons involved. That's it for show number 1303. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about Jelly Bean, not the candy, the latest update to the Android operating system for smartphones.
We'll be talking with Mike Arrigo, who you might remember from some previous shows talking about Android devices and also about Mac computers. And we'll also be talking with Access Anna, who you might remember from some previous shows talking about Android devices. And we actually got them on Skype all at once, and it was a very interesting conversation. There are some great new things coming in the Jelly Bean operating system, which is the newest Android operating system, that really make it a lot more accessible than it has been before and pretty equivalent to the iPhone.
If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-258-0333, and we'll try to address your question in an upcoming program.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, formerly known as Viewpoints, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. For detailed information or a full archive of programs, visit www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also follow us on Facebook at Eyes on Success and on Twitter at @EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success, and have a nice day.